So there's a lot of gloom out there. If you look at the bond market, yield curve contracting, even negative, if you look at the right or the wrong one. And meanwhile, you have equities hanging in there, leading to the question, particularly for the U.S., how is the consumer doing? And if you look at the leading economic indicators, pretty good. It does not look like there is going to be a problem anytime soon. Bart Van Ark, chief economist at the Conference Board, joining us right now. January leading economic index coming out this morning, increasing 0.8%, a strong pickup, really beating expectations. What was sort of driving this?
Yeah, we certainly hadn't expected it to be so strong, and I think that was also the consensus, so we're ahead of that. It's pretty much everywhere, but we saw a very strong improvement in the labor market. Unemployment insurance claims were down significantly. We saw strong increases in housing permits, so construction sectors hanging in very well. And the consumer's outlook, which you already knew from our consumer confidence index, of course, was also doing very well. The other thing that we were pleasantly surprised about, that even manufacturing picked up a little bit. It's a little bit still of a mixed picture, but that was a real downer in 2019. And even there, we begin to see a little bit of recovery. But of course, there is still a little bit of uncertainty down the road.
All right. So let's talk about the U.S. economy. Again, it's been characterized by, as you suggested, kind of the haves and have-nots, the consumer generally pulling this economy along. The manufacturing sector, not so much. So do you feel comfortable in saying the manufacturing sector may be stabilizing a little bit, or is it still a little too early to say that?
It's early, but we're beginning to see the first signs. We are expecting and we're seeing some signs that the consumer growth, which is still very strong and putting the economy along, but is weakening a little bit, and that's absolutely what you would expect in this phase of the economy. But manufacturing was the big question. We see some stabilizing, but look, most numbers, most industrial production numbers are still negative. The PMIs are beginning to improve a little bit. But yeah, as I mentioned, the big uncertainty, of course, is how long this coronavirus is going to last, and that could actually be a real negative for manufacturing production going forward.
Well, you said that there are uncertainties down the line. What are you referring to?
That was the one I just mentioned. The coronavirus, I think, is the uncertainty.
We don't see
big effects from it right now. But, you know, in our view, we're sort of crucially in those 2 weeks at the moment, last week and this week, where we need to really see a stabilization in the number of cases. And as you know, the evidence on that is still quite mixed. So we're worried about supply chains if this goes on into next week without any stabilization going on. And that could, even for the U.S. economy, which is not as exposed to these global value chains as some other economies in the world, but still that could have an effect on GDP.
Is the concern about trade wars, tariffs, is that kind of in the rearview mirror now that we've got that phase one deal, or is that still something that you think will be an issue for this economy?
Yes, it's still an issue for the economy because, you know, we have phase one of the trade deal. At the moment, there's just no discussion whatsoever of phase two. That was already not in the works anyway because I think the president has said, and also China would have been comfortable to postpone that until 2021. But now, of course, the other thing is, again, the coronavirus is not going to accelerate that debate. But then we see some increasing spats with Europe. And that could actually begin to become a more important issue during the course of this year.
Well, and talking about spats with Europe on the trade front, there also is the question of the slowing European economy, with Germany in particular seeing really weak numbers. And this comes before any effect from the coronavirus gets factored in. Is the U.S. really that immune to some of those influences?
No, it's not immune. So again, it can really, at the margin of GDP, make a difference. I mean, if China doesn't perform well, if Europe is going to weaken, you can really see GDP growth being impacted by, 0.3, 0.4, maybe 0.5 points. And that could actually take growth down from the sort of comfortable 2% to something like more 1.5%. And that would be pretty weak. So no, we're definitely not immune from it. But in the end, it does depend largely on the domestic economy that's going to determine what's happening.
So, Bart, at the Conference Board, your economic model, do you have a recession anywhere in your reasonable forecast time frame?
In a reasonable forecast time frame, no. There is uncertainty. We would always say the things you don't expect are going to trigger a crisis. That's why this coronavirus for us is important, because one of those things that's coming left field, we hadn't expected it, and it can actually really begin to impact uncertainty down the road. Too early to say, and therefore, no, this is not in our forecast. We think 2020 is unlikely to trigger a recession.
Just real quick here, I'm looking at the inputs for the leading economic index, and I'm wondering, were there any pockets of weakness within that? or manufacturing, initial unemployment claims, new orders for manufacturers, especially given the fact that inventory seemed to be kind of getting depleted?
Well, the biggest weakness, so overall the diffusion, as we say, the number of indicators that are rising is really increasing. So that's really, that's all adding to that good number today. But the manufacturing story is still a mixed story. Yeah, and the new orders index, for example, is still negative. And that new orders index is, of course, going to translate itself into production later. So I think it's the manufacturing sector we need to watch.
Bart Van Ark, thank you so much for joining us. Bart Van Ark is the chief economist for the Conference Board out with their leading economic index coming out today at a better than expected plus 0.8%. The consensus was plus 0.5%. So another indicator that the economy is generally quite healthy here in the United States. Again, it's kind of being what we've seen from a lot of indicators, whether it's housing, whether it's employment data, really driven by the consumer. And that still seems to be the case. So as we think about the U.S. economy, it's all about the consumer here. Manufacturing may be seeing some signs of stabilization. We'll see.